Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 437 of Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 19, The Tornado Spin.
It aired June 15th, 2002, written by Derek Rydell and directed by Worth. You know Worth, we're on a first name basis.
Yeah, we're friends. We're old pals of Worth. We gotta see if Worth did anything outside of Power Rangers and watch that. I think Bridge of Dragons is on Amazon Prime.
Like streamable?
Like streamable.
Why?
Why not?
Why can't I watch Legends of the Hidden Temple on Amazon Prime, but I can watch Bridge of Dragons?
Because Bridge of Dragons is much cheaper to get the rights to. Isaac Florentine wants people to watch it.
Oh, that's the difference. When are we going to get, hey, Disney Plus is about to drop, and they put a whole bunch of movies one post at a time on Twitter today.
Yep.
When's the Nickelodeon version of this gonna happen?
February, if I had to guess.
Because I'll pay for that one.
I will absolutely pay. I might pay for Disney Plus because it's like $7. And I hate giving Disney money because I hate Disney. I love Disney's properties, but I don't like the company itself.
Yeah, I own the Disney movies, I think, that I would want to watch. And I don't have like a childhood attachment to the Disney Channel because I didn't have it. So
I did have it. And all those Disney Channel original movies and Disney Channel original, they said that So Weird's gonna be on there, so like, crap, you got me.
See, I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what So Weird is? It was like Teen X-Files, but the hook was that the main character's mom was a touring musician, so she was in a tour bus and they went all over America. It was like Supernatural, but for teens.
Oh.
It was pretty good. Eric Von Detten was in it from Dinotopia.
Totally.
And several other Disney Channel movies. He was like a hot Disney Channel star for a while. They tried pushing him as like a big get. And I don't know why. Anyway, yeah, I would love the Nickelodeon one. I just want to watch Mystery Files of Shelby Woo, y'all, and Legends of Hidden Temple.
Legends of Hidden Temple.
Gang Guts. Do you have it?
All the old gas shows.
All of them.
Alan Strange, Space Cases.
Oh, I want to watch Space Cases so
bad. I want to watch Salute Your Shorts in a real quality.
Oh, and be able to like see everything and not just like, this is what an impressionist painting of every frame of Salute Your Shorts would be. Look, thank you, Nick Reboot. Gone too soon, but your quality was jank.
I think a lot of it was like old VHS transfers.
It was old VHS transfers that were ripped to the internet in 2002.
Because they had a couple just full SNCC blocks you could watch.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I think we watched one of those. We just watched like 3 hours of a SNCC block commercials and all once.
Wild.
So what happens when you only had one podcast to do? Anyway, if you're new here, sorry. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And, you know, I think you should. For me, personally, if I was you, I would. I would watch it too.
You know, I will say Wild Force, worth checking out.
Yeah.
It's worth the bumpy road at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. So we are going to go watch The Tornado Spin right now.
Wild time. And we're back, and we just watched The Tornado Spin, which is, I think, one of Sonic's special moves that you get with when you get his upgraded shoes or something in Sonic Adventure 2.
When you get the double shoes, it's shoes twice, then you can do the Tornado Spin instead of regular spin.
Yeah, and instead of just like revving up like a tire, you spin around in a circle like a tornado.
And you go sideways, I guess?
Up.
Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's our website.
You go up.
Look, there's probably some practical applications for that. HeyJakeandJosh.com is our website. You can go there and listen to old episodes. We got Up Through In Space on there. What's on there? Is Lost Galaxy on there yet?
As of right now, it's Turbo. The classic Volume 2 ends at In Space.
The classic volume. So wait, In Space isn't on the, isn't in the archive?
Oh, on the archive, yes. In Space is, we're through In Space on the archive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have so up through Turbo?
Sorry, I forgot to update the Classic 2 feed to, like, show more than 20 posts.
Oh, gotcha.
I got a tweet over the weekend, and I was like, well, I know what happened, but I don't know when I'll be able to fix it. But that is fixed now, so.
Okay, so how much is up on Classic Feed Volume 2?
When does this go up? Next week?
Next Monday.
At least through Turbo.
Okay.
But let's see, I'm off tomorrow, and then I'm not off again until next Tuesday. So we'll see if I do Turbo tomorrow or not.
Okay. Well, in any case, that's Zio's on there at least. So
yeah, and all of it should be there now because I think I fixed it.
So yeah, you can go listen to all those old ones. There's also a lot of bonus episodes that need to get put up in the archive. Again, that's a work in progress. Stay tuned, everybody, for that. If you want to email us, you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Cortland Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbay B. And Pod Spin.
The Podnado Spin.
The Podnado Spin. It grabs 6 or 7 of your podcasts and puts them all in one podcast.
Yep, it mixes them up, and then just like every 5 minutes, it just a different podcast starts to play.
Yeah, and then depending on how you do it, technically I will have done a podcast with the McElroys, which is just a dream of mine. And Pod Spin's here to make that happen for me. At your expense. At your listening expense. If you only was rating and reviewing any of those places, that would be great, because that helps people find the show. It helps us climb up those charts so we can finally fight all the famous podcasts in the octagon and 2-1 however many cage combat, like God intended.
Right.
And our founding fathers in the Constitution.
All disputes shall be settled in the cage. It's in the Constitution. You can look it up.
Signed, George Washington. And Aol and the rest. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh, where's a little dollar a month. It gets me stuff in return. You get tattooed teenage fighter from Beverly Hills. All of them.
You love it.
You love it. I love it. You love it. Wild Brain doesn't seem to give a shit about it because they won't return any of my emails. People love a reboot, no matter what it is. Do you think people were clamoring for a Will and Grace continuation in the year of our Lord 2018? No! Nobody was! But they got it, and people lost their minds because it was an old thing that they remember from 20 years ago. Let me do that with Daddy Cheese and Life from Beverly Hills. Wild Brain, which is just DHX Media's new name. You're not tricking anybody. Anyway, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. Help me buy the rights to Tattoo Cheese and Life from Beverly Hills. You also get bonus episodes and early episodes and a whole bunch of other stuff. So this is a Monday episode. We don't got to do anything. We just jump right in.
Nice.
To this sports anime ass episode of Power Rangers.
So I do have a question, and this is going to offend / insult somebody. I know it.
Are you about to dunk on bowling?
Is sport the right term for things like pool and bowling?
I mean, I think technically they are more of a game than a sport.
It's like a competitive game. But
isn't that just a sport? Is a sport just a competitive game?
I see, but I feel like sport involves a certain level of athleticism that maybe is in bowling, and I just don't understand because I'm not good at bowling.
It's a lot of dexterity. But all in the wrist.
Pool is more math than athletics.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a mathlete if you do pool.
I guess you're right. I don't know. I can't wait.
Till darts
is the next big attack we get.
It's weird that there was like soccer and then pool and then now bowling. And like, nobody told me that Wild Force is going to be about sports secretly.
It's crazy because the first few, there was like a sword, a shield, and a spear. And then it was like, now we do soccer. And bowling.
Weird. Anyway. Maybe the giraffe was darts and we just didn't know.
Maybe. I feel like they're so into it that there would be a big dartboard that pops up, though.
You're right. We'll talk about the graphics of the finishing moves later, because I have some questions about one of them. Anyway, we start off with the newly guyvered up Jindrax and Toxica fighting each other for Master Org's amusement. And this is a long, like, 2-minute fight of just them fighting back and forth. And before they each get the upper hand and like they reverse it, you know how fights go. And then Toxica is about to finish off Jindrax, and Master's like, "Stop it! Go get an org now."
He says stop, and they like freeze in place because Toxica is in the air about to do like an air magic strike.
Yeah, and they do like the Matrix like
yeah
around,
but it's definitely just a freeze frame because there's like sparks that also just stopped.
Yeah, yep.
So maybe Master Org stopped them with magic.
Maybe.
But he casts a stop spell.
Yeah, and he's like, go find a new org now. Get him. We gotta strike the Rangers.
I wonder what it could be. But he says go to where a new org is about to be born.
Org up.
And I don't know what that means, because they always just kind of show up wherever.
Yeah, this is only the second time I think we've actually seen an org manifest.
Yeah.
We saw it with the barbed wire org, but like we haven't seen it since. And it's like kind of neat. And I wish they like got into that a little bit more, but there's like a lot of bowling they're going to need to talk about in this episode. So like don't have time for any lore.
Yeah, they have to make a lot of bowling puns and one baseball pun for some reason.
I wrote the baseball pun down and I was like, that is so stupid what you just did to me. Power Rangers. It's like that thing we were talking about a couple episodes ago, or maybe last episode recently, where it's not necessarily a joke, it's a reference to a joke, but it's a reference to a wrong
right
joke. Like
the word is the same but the context is wrong.
It's a slant reference. It's really bad. He sends him away, then he looks at the picture of him and Cole's family. And every time I see this picture, I swear to God, it's different. I don't remember there being a little desk in front of them before.
I didn't really get a good look at it this time because he only holds it up like a little bit.
It's him on the side, and then it's mom and dad, Cole. What's Cole's last name? Evans?
I think it was Evans. Cole Evans. I think that sounds right.
And then like baby Cole. And the first time I saw it, I swear to God, there was another boy in the picture, and they photoshopped him out, and then they photoshopped in a desk, like a podium in front of them. Like they're giving a speech with their baby. Like, look what we made. We did this.
We made a baby, and we are taking this baby into the Amazon jungle with us.
Yeah.
As responsible parents with our friend.
Here's Christoph.
Here's Master. Master Org, our friend.
And so he loves eating org seeds, and that's going to bite us in the butt later, probably.
I don't know what direction he was given when he looked at this photo, but I read it as like,
oh, I missed this
mournful reminiscence. Yeah, on his face when he was looking at it, like,
that's
why,
kinda how I felt.
But isn't he consumed by evil? So maybe. Shouldn't he, if he's looking at it and realizes that Cole is the Red Ranger, he should be like mad or worried about having to fight him rather than like sorry that he ate his parents or whatever.
Yeah, probably. But here's the thing, is that he consumed the org seeds and then he was consumed by eagle, but maybe by eagle or by evil.
Yes, Taylor ate him.
Taylor ate him up. It's 10 in the morning. I am not drinking anything other than a Herbert E. Butts pumpkin creme soda, which tastes a little bit like a pumpkin candle.
Mmm, yum.
It's nice, but there's also a little waxy feeling to it.
That's how their candy cane soda was, too.
Yeah.
Except it also wasn't nice. It was like carbonated Listerine.
Oh, no.
Do not recommend it.
The pumpkin's fine, but there is a little bit of a candle feeling slash aftertaste. The maple one was the same, but I came around on it like immediately because I just love a maple flavor. Anyway, this is hashtag non-spawn for the Herbert E. Butts Grocery Emporium. Anyway, like I was saying, he consumed the evil consumed him, and then he's digesting the evil now, so maybe he's getting better.
Maybe he's about to crap out all that evil.
He's about to pass some evil. So then we cut to Danny and Max, and they got two boxes of stuff, and it's mostly like toys, I guess, because Max is 11.
All I saw was like a dinosaur. So there's a dinosaur, a flipper, and like the bowling trophy, obviously. Yeah. Maybe like a bike helmet, but he's like a cool adult now, so he doesn't need to wear a helmet.
Yeah, safety's for suckers. So yeah, he's like, Danny's like, are you sure you want to get rid of all this stuff? It's really cool. He's like, yeah, I'm not a kid anymore. It's time to get rid of all this kid stuff.
Yeah, and he's like, I've outgrown it. I've moved on from all of this stuff. And it's like, buddy, in 10 more years, you're going to want all that stuff
back.
You're
going to be like, oh, I got rid of my limited edition dinosaur and flipper. Do you know what those go for on eBay right now?
I love that one flipper.
I love swimming in circles.
I used to swim in circles for hours with my flipper.
So Dave's like, okay, cool. So you hate all this stuff? Oh, sweet bowling trophy. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, I'm the best. I'm an amateur bowler now.
Now I'm Max the bowling man. And Max is like, give me the bowling trophy back.
What was he going to do? Dump it in the pond?
just go to the side of the animarium and toss it all off. And I don't know why Max gets so pissy all of a sudden. I mean, I do know for the bowling trophy thing, but it's like, why put it in there if you didn't want it to come up?
Like, right, put it right on top. Yeah. When you're getting rid of something, you don't want someone to see you getting rid of. It goes on the bottom of the crate, Max. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Everyone knows. And if you're going to have a friend carry it, you carry the contraband that you don't want them seeing. Get it together, Max. You're a little kid.
I bet in the crate that he was carrying, he had a darts trophy.
And then we would have been seeing darts org. Stay tuned. So then he gets all pissy about the bowling trophy. We cut back down to Toxica and Jindrax. They're just picking through trash. They look like Guyvers. I think I mentioned this a second ago. Like, have you ever seen the movie The Guyver?
I have not.
It's based on an anime, but it's live action. It was from, like, the 90s, like the late 90s. Literally could not have been made past 2003, because that's when I saw it. But it's basically this, like, alien exoskeleton suit. And they fight this company that, like, makes monsters. It's pretty dope. But they look just like the Guyver. And I don't know if it's good or not.
Is it spelled guy like hey guy?
Like, yeah, like G-U-Y-V-E-R. Like, I don't know if I like how they look Guyvered up or not. Because it's, like, kind of neat, but also, like, Jindrax's hair looks weird sticking out of a big mask helmet.
His hair does look very odd. And yes, the Guyver does definitely look like a Dugorg.
Right?
Okay.
Mark Hamill's on the cover of the Guyver movie. He's in like 6 minutes of it. He's just the biggest name they had for the movie, so they put him on the cover.
That's crazy.
If you see the picture of it, it's like half Guyver face, half Mark Hamill face.
Yeah, and it just says Mark Hamill's name on the top, like he's the star of the film.
Yeah, he's in like six. He's like a detective. He's not the Guyver at all. He's in like 6 minutes of it. Maybe
That's
more.
Very misleading.
I don't remember him being in a lot of it, but I have not seen it since I was in middle school. So well,
maybe it'll be on Disney Plus.
You know, we can only hope. So. Then they find a bowling ball, and he's like, I'm going to do a bowl with this one. And Jindrax, like, bowls it. And then we see the spirit come down and possess the bowling ball. And then it hits some trash and blows up in an explosive strike. And then out pops Bowlorg. Bowling Org?
I think it's Bowling Org. Because, I mean, Ball Org is a little crass.
It's a little crass and a little generic.
Yeah.
This is Bowling Org. And he's there and he's like, I'm going to do bowling. So then we cut to him like menacing some people with bowling balls.
He goes to a park or like a business park or something.
Yeah.
And he bowls people over. And, and when they get hit with the bowling ball, you know how when like a person is imitating a dolphin jumping out of the water?
Yeah.
That's how people go flying.
Yeah, it's cartoonish.
Yeah, their arms are straight down at their side. They're just like pencil diving through the air, but like also flopping a little bit. It's silly.
Yeah, it's really goofy. It's going to get goofier. Give it a minute.
Yeah.
Because the Power Rangers show up and they're all there and they're like, hey, time to stop you, Bowling Org. And he's like, sweet, you brought me pins. And they do their whole thing. They're like, Howling Wolf, Butt Bison. I don't, you know,
baby
other stuff.
Bison.
Baby bison.
Totally not a kid shark.
Adult shark, mom. And so he's like, cool, 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 cool. And he bowls at them and he hits them and he gets a strike. And so they fly away like cartoon bowling pins. It's weird.
It's very weird. And then the Rangers reconvene on a beach or something. And Cole's
they're
like,
they're in like a quarry. Yeah. Like yeah. They land there.
And Cole's like, is everyone here? And they're like, yep. Even though Merrick is definitely not there.
At first, Danny wasn't there because he didn't really say anything. And he was like hiding a little bit. And I was like, I guess Danny's not here, but they don't care. But then we see him. Yeah. Merrick isn't there. But he's not important. He's a loner. He can find his way back. So then Max is like, guys, I know how to stop it. And then smash cut to a bowling alley. And they come in and they're like, oh, I used to bowl. He's like, yeah, I used to work here. And when I did, I wanted to be a professional bowler. So I learned how to bowl from this guy who was a pro who worked out here. He bowling exercised here.
So I guess it is a sport.
Yeah, you got to do bowling workouts.
He worked out.
So he's like, yeah, let me just like ask this janitor. So he goes over to this janitor. He's like, hey, have you seen a guy named Don? And the janitor, a.k.a. Mario, the plumber from the Mario Brothers movie, is like, I don't know, no Don. He's like, oh, okay. And he turns his face a little bit. He's like, get out of here, kid. And he, oh, plot twist. The janitor is Don.
Oh, my God.
Bum, bum, bum.
He gets so mad at Max. Because they have, like, a little back and forth right here, right?
Yeah, I don't really remember exactly what, but it's like...
Max is like, I'm sorry that I had to be a Power Ranger. I couldn't be a bowler anymore. And Don's like, shut up, nerd. And
he, shut up, you're a quitter.
He gets so mad that he goes to mop outside.
I'm going to go mop the porch. So he's out mopping the porch and Max walks out behind him to be like, hey, also, I do want to point out that Don, the former professional bowler, current janitor, looks exactly like a former professional bowler, currently a janitor named Don. Like they cast the perfect guy. Also, yes. This guy kind of rules. I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's very good.
So Max comes out behind him. He's like, I need you to teach me the tornado spin. And he's like, you had your chance and you threw it away. And I think that's when he goes outside.
Yeah.
And so then Max goes to follow him and we get a flashback. And it's of Max in a big yellow shirt because he's not a Blue Ranger yet. So he's got to be in a yellow shirt. And he's like trying to bowl and Don comes up. He's like, hey, you're holding the ball wrong. Or something.
Yeah, you have like your thumb in the you're holding it in like this weird doctor claw.
Yeah, you're your finger in the wrong holes.
Let me show you how to handle those balls.
Yeah. and so he's like, yeah, cool. And then we kind of get like a little bit of that for like a second, and then it cuts to later that night where I guess it's like later because he's in a different shirt. He's in a blue shirt now. He's walking home. And Turbine Org from the first episode pops out and, like, yells at two girls. And he's like, I've never terrorized humans before. This is going to be fun. And Max turns around and tries to run away from danger. Cool Power Ranger thing.
Well, but then he doesn't.
But then he doesn't. So I guess – but here's the thing. He turns around and runs away and hits a trash can and falls over. If he wouldn't have hit the trash can, he would have just kept running.
Right. He hit the trash can. He's like, well, they know I'm here now.
So he grabs his bowling ball bag and then like swings at Turbine Org. He's like, get out of here.
Because he picks up his bowling ball bag and then we cut back to the org like terrorizing the girls.
Yeah.
And I thought his bowling ball was just going to come flying in from off screen. Just like smack Turbine Org in the, I guess, his head.
I thought the same thing. I thought something else in a second that I'm excited to talk about. So he takes a swing with the bowling ball bag, complete with bowling ball in it, so it's very heavy. The org like backs up, and he turns around to the girls, like, get out of here, run. So they turn around, and they run. And then he goes to hit Turbine Org again and just gets put through the windshield of a car.
Yeah, because Turbine Org's like, yeah, you'll do, and just throws him across the street, I guess.
Yeah, and he lands. And there's like this moment of like someone's about to show up to save Max. And I thought in my heart the bowling ball on fire was going to fly by and it was going to be Dawn using his magic bowling ball powers. And it's not.
We haven't learned quite yet that he has magic bowling ball powers.
But this would be a great way to learn that.
Yes. But and instead,
it would make more sense if that happened, because the whole point of this is I need to learn a bowling trick to defeat a monster. And if you would have seen it happen in the past, I feel like that would have made a little more sense.
The tornado spin as a bowling move cannot be legal. That is an illegal bowling maneuver.
No, it can't be.
You can't use that in tournament play.
You're not allowed to douse the ball in lighter fluid before you roll it.
And obliterate the pins. You didn't knock them over. I don't think that counts.
You know, who's to say? But instead, who shows up but Taylor and Alyssa? Morphed, because they were the first two Power Rangers. Alyssa's got to be pretty new at this point, because she said that her and Max joined about the same time 6 months ago. So I like that they did put together Eagle Force first.
Right, and then they mucked it up by adding boys to the team.
Then they added a little boy and a baby in a man body and a baby in a man body that got artificially grown up a year. They beat up Tornado Man. Not Tornado Man. I read the word tornado and that's what I said. Turbine Man. and he like dips before they can like kill him. And they're like, Alyssa goes over to check on
Well, yeah, because Turbine Man lasts until the whole team is together.
Yeah, and we see him in a flashback before in the I think the episode was Never Give Up. Like, we see him, like, running from all four other Rangers.
Yeah.
So, like, this one org was just, like, terrorizing them for minimum 6 months. So he dips, and they go to check on Max, and then something starts glowing in Max's pocket, and he pulls out the shark crystal. And so they demorph, and they're like, oh my god, you're a Power Ranger. Like, or Alyssa's like, it is you. And then Taylor, like, steps away and calls Shayla, and is like, are you sure it's this kid?
Because Max is laying on the ground. He's, like, propped up on his elbows.
Yeah.
The two girls, like, stand over him and demorph, and Alyssa has this, like, huge smile, like, yes, we found you, on her face.
Yeah.
And Taylor is immediately like, this isn't right. This is wrong.
This can't
She's
be.
Like, I don't like this. I don't want him on the team.
She literally calls her manager and she's like, are you sure? this one? Also, I do like that in this flashback, Taylor's got her old hairstyle with like the half pony.
But then
in the present time, she's got that new good hair. So, good touch.
She asked Shayla, are you sure he's just a kid? And he hears that. He's like, I'm not a kid.
Not a kid.
Which I'm over this not a kid thing.
Yeah. Earlier when in the flashback when Dawn was like, hey, kid, you're holding the ball wrong. He's like, I'm not a kid. And he's like, okay, chief, you got it. Yes. So then we cut from there to, like, I guess, like the next day where Max is returning the golden ball to Dawn. He's like, I got stuff I need to do first. I'm sorry, I can't do bowling. And then leaves. And Dawn's like, oh, I'm going to be a janitor about this. Max was keeping this place afloat.
Well, we get,
I guess?
We get a quick throwaway line while Max is like practice bowling in a minute.
Okay.
When Dawn comes back around. Let's talk about it when we get there. It's coming up.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So then we cut back to the present time, and they're talking to Dawn. They're like begging him, like, we need to learn this tornado spin. And the other Rangers kind of walk up behind Max, and this is when Cole's like, we'll repay the favor.
Cole means well, but he's about as good a negotiator as I am, I think.
Yeah, because he's like, bad.
Because he comes up and he's like, look, Max had some stuff to do, and he was very busy. And he's still going to be very busy, but we need you to teach him this move.
But he needs to learn this bowling ball move.
Is there a reason why they can't just be like, we're the Power Rangers, and we need to kill a monster with your sweet bowling tricks?
No, right? Because they all live on the Animarium. They don't have families, because like, when Alyssa and Taylor, I think it's Taylor that says it. Like, when they save Max, they're like, where are your parents? And he's like, what? Like, he doesn't know what a parent is.
I was bred in a lab to be a Power Ranger.
And like, so none of them have families. I mean, we'll find out that Alyssa does, but she's also in college. So like, she's the only, like, one of the few people who's like a fully formed, like, person. But like, Danny and Max just like exist in the world. Taylor's legally dead, so she can't go back to society.
Right.
Like, Cole doesn't have a social security number because he grew up in the jungle. So, but like, yeah, they're like, we can't tell anybody because then. Okay. So they say, like, we'll return the favor. And this is Cole's opening salvo for negotiations. He's like, Alyssa's a great cook. She'll make you anything you want. Taylor can organize your books or whatever. And
he says, like,
place,
she'll organize this whole place.
This whole place. And then I don't know what he says about himself.
He doesn't.
He does it. He does himself. It. And then he goes right to Danny. He goes, Danny can. And then Danny's like about to say what Danny can do, which I assume is like, I can lift things. I'm strong.
Yeah.
He's like, Danny,
like,
I got this.
Or like, I can landscape.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I can put out some nice flowers. He's like, Danny, shut up. I'm negotiating. Danny can wash your balls.
Danny's behind him, like, just so defeated.
He's
like,
oh.
Yeah, I guess.
What a weird thing to offer. There's machines that do that. Oh,
I don't know.
It doesn't, and then he doesn't say anything that he can do. He's like, I won't be helping.
Yeah.
I don't do jobs. No,
I dictate. I'm the leader. I don't do any work.
Yeah. Screw you, Cole.
I have a cushy office in the back. I just sit in there and get mad when the work's not done.
Sounds about right to me. But then Don doesn't matter because Don's like, no, I don't work with quitters. And he walks back inside. Or I guess he leaves or something. And then we cut to like a little bit later where Max is bowling out his frustrations. It looks like he's practicing the tornado spin, like trying to figure out on his own. But it just reads like I got to bowl this off. I'm just so mad. I got to bowl out my anger.
Yeah, he's not getting any strikes. So he's getting very frustrated because he is a gold trophy winning amateur bowler.
Yeah. Slash kid.
slash a child.
Slash pissy teen. And he tries one more time and he like kind of spins his wrist and like hurts himself and like falls down. And they're like, dude, you got to stop. He's like, no, I got to get this. I got to do it.
And I think Danny is like, look, we'll just kill him another way. And he's like, no, this is the only way we'll ever beat him.
The tornado spin is the only way to defeat the org.
I know
this
that because I made
trick.
That up. So it's got to be true.
It's so sports anime. Like, it's just bowling is the most important thing in the world all of a sudden, and only bowling can defeat the monster. Like, okay. All right, Power Rangers, I don't know what you're doing. But then Don comes up. He's like, hey, if you keep this up, you're going to wreck your wrist just like I did.
Yeah, because he throws, like, his third or fourth bowling pitch.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
And he hurts his wrist so bad that he Charlie Browns into the air and lands on his back.
Yeah, he like destroys himself. And so Don's like, all right, get up, kid. Let's do this. And so they like.
Yeah, he says, if you keep that up, you're going to injure your wrist like I did.
So that's why he's the janitor.
That's why he's a janitor. Because you know how like the repetitive wrist motion of mopping is much gentler on it.
As someone who used to do maintenance at a Walmart. It can hurt your wrists, like scraping up gunk underneath shelves, for example.
Yeah.
I want to believe that he bought the bowling alley and just like also has to do janitorial work because he can't afford someone to work part time, you know?
Yeah. It's like the writers are just like, what's a really disgraced profession? Janitors.
Yeah. What's the worst thing that could ever happen
to
you?
Man, janitors are really the lowest rung on the ladder, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, cool job, Power Rangers. Hey, next time you see a spill anywhere, just imagine having to clean it up yourself. And you'll probably be thankful for janitors afterwards.
Yeah, next time you walk into a public bathroom and it's covered in shit, a human being has to go in and clean that up. So,
I don't know if I told the story on this podcast.
They don't get paid enough to touch shit.
No. One time, someone we worked with at Walmart back when you were a CSM. Someone came out and was like, someone shit on the toilet. Not in it.
No.
On it.
On the back of it.
And I was there, and I wasn't, I was in Lawn and Garden that day, and we were closing, like, it was, like, 9:55 or something, and I was like, you're probably just being a baby, let me go see, and I looked in, and it was, like, a football amount of human crap on the back of this toilet. The mist was impressive, it had to be done on purpose. And I walked out, and I was like, oh, yeah, neither of us are cleaning that.
You came out, I remember, because I was sitting at the service desk, and you came out, and you said, it smells like 1,000 babies shit in there.
It's bad. And then the night crew was about to get there, and they were all kind of dinks. So we're like, this is their problem now. And I told the assistant manager, you weren't even gonna. You were gonna leave it as a surprise.
Yeah.
Which I think I should have done, but I told Rick, I was like, hey, someone on the toilet in there, and it's bad. Which, like, I'm not very squeamish about having to clean, because I was on maintenance for, like, a while. I once scraped a dried tampon off a wall.
Mm.
So, like, you know, I'm not too squeamish about anything that goes on. That was too much for me. They literally had to hose down. There's like a drain in the in most public bathrooms.
Yeah.
For just such an occasion when you need to hose down the whole thing.
You just shut the door and set it to clean and it,
yeah,
it floods the bathroom and it just shakes it around.
It dumps in some soap. So just like think about how much janitor should be paid more in the future. Anyway, so then we cut back to Merrick shows up to fight the orgs. We don't really see much of the fight. It kind of just like starts and we cut back. And then it goes full on sports anime and Don does a bowl. He pitches the bowling ball and it lights the lane on fire in a straight line and blows up the pins.
He does this one time while Max watches.
And Max, like, got it.
And Max has absorbed the knowledge of the tornado spin.
So he's like, and that's how you do it. And then he's like, hey, before you leave, I want to give you my lucky ball. It never let me down before. Except when I hurt my wrist, apparently. So he gives him the ball. We cut back. And Merrick's got his pool cue out. And Bowling Org's like, we're not playing billiards, like, we're bowling.
Yeah, he's like, your pool cue is not going to stop a bowling ball. And Merrick is like, yuh-huh. Yeah.
He's like, watch. And he's like, all right, you asked for it. So he does a bowl at him. And it just goes right up the pool cue and hits him in the chest. And he's like, ow.
I think this is a good use of the wolf ranger, like keeping the monster distracted, yeah, while the team learns the skill to kill it.
Right. I like that. I think that really works. So we cut back. Oh no, this is when he says, strike one, you're out.
Strike one, you're out. Yep. Because you see, in bowling, a strike is good and you get one. You only get one per game.
And
one
if you do it,
game.
You have to quit bowling and go be a janitor. I hate that line so much. It's so stupid. This is exactly the same thing as when a couple episodes ago when the stereo org had a Laserdisc player. It's the same stupid thing. So then the others show up. Max shows up. They do a bowling duel. They're like standing off against each other, just like stare each other down, like pistols at noon.
And Bowling Org is like, do you think you can out bowl me? Max is like, yes.
Yes.
And then they play bowling chicken.
They do.
Where they just throw bowling balls at each other.
Yeah, except Max does a tornado spin, so it whips right past him.
Which now is a Power Rangers special move.
It's got graphics and everything. It looks like a Las Vegas casino. Like, it looks like a Sonic level behind.
Yeah.
It looks like Casino Zone is just behind Max for a second. I don't know what that has to do with bowling.
There's a lot of neon signs in bowling.
All right, you know what? You got me.
It's like blacklight bowling.
Oh, I love blacklight bowling. All right, fair enough. So he does a tornado spin, knocks him down. They all regather. They do a salad slash. Also, Merrick does his little pool thing because I go, me too.
Right. So we get like the shot of Bowling Org being hit by the Savage Slash, and then like three little like plink 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 also hit him.
And they're like, "Yeah, Merrick, you did it."
Because Merrick is the like is the crappy little brother of the team.
Yeah,
it's like Shayla said, "I have to play.
You gotta let me play." So then he dies, but then Toxica does the little nursery rhyme, seeds him. They get Zords. They're grown. They're all big now. Well, he's big. They're in Megazords. And he says, "My bowling ball's back and there's going to be trouble." So I did kind of like that. It almost makes up for the stupid strike when you're out joke. Then he bowls all of the Power Rangers to death with... He bowls them into pieces.
Yeah, he slams first the wild Megazord in the chest with the bowling ball. And it goes flying backwards for like six city blocks. And then
Rangers
explodes.
Get thrown out.
And then just pops. And the Zords come out. And the Rangers fall out.
It's like you dropped your Megazord toy off of your bunk bed and it just like every part popped out, you know? Merrick, who doesn't get that he sucks, I don't think. And he's like, I'm going to, this time.
He's very cool. Because that first time after he was the wolf, like Power Ranger, he just took over and like did everything. And so I think he thinks he's that all the time.
Yeah, no, it's only for your first episode, which I'm actually very grateful for. And he's like, Predazord, Predator Mode, Predator B, Predator Way, whatever he says. I don't know his moves.
Predazord, hunt that orc.
Hunt him. But then he gets bowled up into pieces too. So, like, you're a dork. They all land. They're all out of their Zords. And they're like, if only there was some way we could form a different Megazord.
It's like, well, let's see. The bears aren't here. The gorilla's not here. The rhino and armadillo aren't here. The giraffe and elephant are not here.
Yeah. Seems like plenty of options, but no. They go, well, my alligator is hurt, and so is the shark and the tiger.
Yeah.
And so what if we take the hammerhead and wolf zords and put them as arms on the wild Megazord? And I was like, well, yeah, you could do that too. They are already here. You do have a clearly stronger, more powerful version of the Zord waiting in the wings. But yeah, let's do this. Let's get some new arms on this baby.
So the wolf and the hammerhead take the place of the tiger and shark, generic shark.
Yes.
Respectively.
Yeah.
And now it becomes the like wild predator Zord or something.
It's like wild Zord predator mode. Megazord predator mode, yeah.
Like a shark and tiger are not predators.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah, they're not as
the bison,
predatory.
The bison is still there, and I don't know if they're really a predator.
No, I think a bison is an herbivore more than anything. So anyway, so then they call up Dillo. They're like, Taylor, get the Dillo down here. So she's like, you got it, and puts a Dillo crystal in. She's like, Dillo, come on, man. Dillo pops down, and they're like, Armadillo Tornado Spin, and they use the Dillo as a bowling ball, except asterisk, I think it's supposed to be more like shuffleboard, because
yeah,
it definitely
like
looks
they,
like it.
It's more like they just, like, you know how you throw a rock when you're, like, skipping a stone?
Yeah.
That, like, side throw?
Yeah.
Or, like, some baseball pitchers do a side pitch. It's like if you side pitched a hockey puck.
Yeah. It's like they, like, frisbee it.
Yeah.
And it goes down, and it's got its own graphics that, again, is like half Casino Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog Adventure, not Adventure, just regular 2. And it's also like a shuffleboard field. I don't know what the graphics department was doing or what they think bowling is, but
I don't
anyway.
Feel like this is a bowling attack. I feel like they just made it one for the Power Rangers.
Well, because
I feel like in the grand scheme of things, it's a triangle. Bowling beats pool, beats shuffleboard, beats bowling.
Sure, yeah. Because they throw it, it hits the ball. We see it hit the other, the bowling org's ball out of the air and kill him. And they're like, yeah, we did it.
Yeah, it slams into him, and he's like, he's hurt, but he doesn't fall down right away because he takes a couple steps towards them.
And
is
then, like,
he's like,
collapses.
You haven't won the game yet. And then he falls over and dies.
Yeah, because they did win the game because he got hit with an armadillo in the chest, a tornado armadillo, which is my third favorite Mega Man bad guy. So then we cut back. We just get like 1 second of Toxic and Ginger X mad. Then we cut back to the bowling alley. And Don is there. He's back in his bowling duds. And he's teaching some kids how to bowl. He's got like bowling classes, which I really like. And he's like, yeah, all right. Now, this kid's got the style that I'm looking for. I don't know what that means.
I do want to point out, because he's teaching now, so he's not like actively bowling. He's just teaching these kids how to bowl. Yeah. But when he was showing Max a tornado spin, he did put a wrist brace on, so at least he is taking care of himself.
That's good. You got to take care of yourself. I don't know if you can afford surgery
on your wrist. It was a neat touch. I just wasn't really expecting them to make.
Yeah. I really like Don. So then Max comes back, he returns the ball. He's like, here, I want to get this back to you. It helped me kill a monster.
I used your knowledge for the one thing I needed it for, and I'm quitting bowling again forever.
Bye. And Don's like, hey, maybe when you're done doing the stuff that you need to do, you can come back and think about being a pro bowler again. And he's like, yeah, all right, maybe. He's like, all right, now step aside, kid. And he grabs the ball and he turns around and he, as he's going to bowl, he says, step aside, kid. And Danny's like, he's not a kid. And Max is like, it's fine.
It's fine. I am a kid when Don says it.
Please let this I'm not a kid thing be over now. Can we just put it to bed now that he's like given permission to somebody? We just never have to talk about it again if we could. But then Don bowls a strike. And yes, I did get 2 screenshots of him bowling, one with his leg up like a goofball, and one after the strike with his arms up in the air like he just won a Mario.
Great job, Don Mario. We're gonna miss you.
We're gonna miss you, Don Mario, Mario's cousin. And that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
Oh, crap.
What's the best?
I think, what is the best? It wasn't a terrible episode.
It was a roller coaster, because like the second it started with Max being like, ugh, don't look at my bowling trophy, God, because he's Napoleon Dynamite. I was like, ugh, good. Barf, I don't want to watch this. But then it was like a sports anime, and I kind of liked that.
I did like that, kind of. I don't know if I want my... I feel like I say this every episode lately, but I don't know if I want my best and MVP to be the same.
Yeah, I try not to do that sometimes, like whenever I can. Sometimes it's, like, too obvious that, like, one is the other.
Yeah.
But I also try to, like, not split them up.
I don't know. I guess the best is just, like, Shayla wasn't in it, so we didn't get any Shayla cuts.
That's true. Seems like
we didn't get any reactions of her going, oh no, when Merrick got slammed in the head by a bowling ball because he thought he could pool shoot it.
Yeah, it's not like Max is like, I'm gonna do a bowling, and cuts to her and goes, bowling.
And cuts back. Merrick's one weakness.
My best is past Taylor calling Shayla and be like, are you sure?
You sure this is the one?
He's like 9.
And you can just picture Shayla on the other end, like, the shark chose him. I don't have a say over this. They just pick who they want.
You know that I don't get to pick these things. I would rather have one of the 2 scared girls from before.
If it was up to me, I would give you every crystal.
What's the worst?
The worst is I had one, but now I don't remember it.
Mine is just Max being pissy about the bowling trophy. Like immediately.
Yeah, I'm gonna also worst Max's pissy baby syndrome.
Yeah, like I guess that more than the bowling, because I understand the set, like the bowling trophy as the setup, and I feel like there could have been a better way to do it, but just Max being like, I'm not a kid, I'm gonna throw away my toys, I'm gonna dump them in the ocean so I never have to see them again, and I'm gonna go play Master Chief on my Xbox.
Call it Halo. He calls it Master Chief. Yeah. Hopefully Max can be a real character from here on out, and
that'd
not
be cool,
and not just a whiny baby who thinks he's not a baby.
Yeah. Who's the MVP? Who's your worst Max?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. MVP.
Don.
Same.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. They would never have ever defeated this org without his special move.
There's literally no way to do it. I hope going forward that like every episode is like this. Like, we can't beat this one org without using exactly what it does against it. And we need to find out from a figure from our past.
Well, I read the description of the next episode, so I know it's Danny-centric, so maybe we'll get some cool character stuff. I don't want to spoil anything else. I read the whole description, but...
Okay.
Just the Netflix description, not the, like, Wikipedia description, which might just be a copy-paste.
Honestly, it's hard to tell. Some of them are full paragraphs, some are barely a full, complete sentence. Anyway, now we gotta rank it.
Oh, yeah. This one feels... pretty middle of the road. Maybe like the lower middles.
It certainly wasn't Secrets and Lies. It was no Secrets and Lies, which is the last episode that was the Hallmark movie.
Right.
So,
hey, did you know that Gretchen Wieners is in like 100 Hallmark movies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lacey Chabert is in freaking everything.
Because I've said this before, I put the Hallmark Channel on when we go to bed, and they have just been playing Hallmark movies like all weekend since
last month. Aaron Cahill's in a new one.
Really?
Yeah, it premiered like on Saturday.
When I went to bed Saturday, there was a Gretchen Wieners one, and when I woke up Sunday, like 10,
there was a different
10 hours later, it was either a very long movie or a different movie. But also still the same one again.
Yeah, they're all kind of the same. Anyway, so...
what was Power Play?
Power Play was two episodes ago. It was when Toxico became Necronomica.
I don't think this beats that.
I don't either. I don't think it beats Curse of the Wolf, which was the first... like when Zanaku like was summoned up. Because I think that one was a pretty cool episode. For being right in the dead middle.
Yeah.
Ancient Awakening was the elephant episode. I feel like this is a little bit better than that.
Is it? I don't know. Didn't we love the elephant episode?
I don't remember loving it. I remember liking it.
That's true.
Because it was like the first, hey, we need to do a scavenger hunt for Zords. So I guess I did like it a lot. It's just really low on the list because like, Wild Force got better.
Yeah.
Identity Crisis was, I don't even remember. Do you have the list still pulled up? Can you see what Identity Crisis was?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Was that the one with the puppy?
Oh, I don't have it. Now I have just pictures of the Guyver. Hang on. It's right here.
Can you not open new tabs? Oh, you have Safari.
I can do new tabs. I just don't.
Just don't.
Identity Crisis. Where even is that? Here it is. Zenaku begins to remember his true past. Nazor plants a bug in his head, which convinces him that he is pure evil, making him an even more dangerous threat to the Rangers. So it's the one where he gets a bug in his nog.
Oh, and then like Animus shows up at the end in that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is better than that.
Or Animus might show up in the next one, the one after that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Okay. I think this is better than that, but I don't think it's better than Ancient Awakening, now that I've talked about it.
Okay, I agree with that.
So, between Identity Crisis and Ancient Awakening, coming in at the new number 13, The Tornado Spin.
I know this one, like five episodes from now, we're going to be like, what was that one? We're going to be like, oh, that was the one with Dawn. We're going to be like, that episode kicked ass.
Dawn ruled. Why is it so low? The problem with being dumb is that I don't remember anything.
So, what we're saying is our ranking lists are... made up and the points don't matter.
Yep. This is why we have Benny on at the end to be like, here's why I thought this was weird that you did it this way. Because here's the math about it. Anyway, Josh, what are we watching next time?
Next time, it was called something else.
Ooh, mysterious.
Next time is Three's a Crowd.
Okay. Getting back to a little some late night Cinemax. Action. We'll be talking about that on Friday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
I didn't eat breakfast Because I remember we had to record a podcast the moment I texted you, and I had like 10 minutes. So, I had breakfast, but it was an oatmeal cream pie, and I don't think that counts.
No.